So we're continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in the sixth chapter of Shaar Bitachon. And the Mechaber says as follows. Remember, again, we are making seven different responses or seven different distinctions, ultimately, again, to the person who ultimately will not engage in spiritual matters until all of his material needs are met. So the Mechaber essentially explained that such a person is asking for collateral from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vashlishi, the third response we make to such a person, in general, you don't take a collateral from someone to whom you owe money. In other words, if you could imagine, if I borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, right? And then again, Reuven lends me money. So, I'm sorry, I borrow $1,000 from Reuven, and then so I owe Reuven $1,000, and then he borrows from me. So it doesn't make sense for me to seize collateral from him, given the fact that I already owe him money, right? How avalim kadmu lechavera alav chavo shuchayi bohen v'yadu sheishu alav chavos ruyin en levakshir mashko mishum panim. If I owe someone money, right, I'm indebted to someone. In other words, so in the first paragraph he explained, you only take collateral from someone who owes you something. But if I owe someone something, it doesn't make sense for me to seize collateral from them. It doesn't make sense to take the collateral, even if the person is willing to offer the collateral to you. What's the point of this statement? All the more so how inappropriate it is to ask for collateral from the Ribono Shel Olam when at the end of the day I owe Hashem so much. So this is really a profound statement that sometimes even without realizing it in life, I'm asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for guarantees about the future before I embark on any present activity. So I'm asking God for collateral that He's going to come through in the future. Meanwhile, I owe Him so much already. So what right do I have to go ahead and ask for so much? What right do I have to ask for collateral when I owe so much already? This is incredible. He says, where possible to add up the good deeds of all the people throughout history and attribute all of those good deeds to one person, all of those combined good deeds of all of humanity for all of history attributed to one person would not be enough to repay HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for one act of chesed. So how could I be so brazen? How could I be so arrogant to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me favors in advance, right? To give me collateral, so to speak, to give me in advance. How could I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, for future bracha, when already there's so much that I already owe? There's so much that I've already been given. And who's to say that I'm making good on the debt that I currently owe? This is really an incredibly profound idea, because what the Mechaber is saying is, and again, this all goes back to what we learned at the end of the last chapter, which is this trap that we fall into of thinking that the only way to really devote myself to spirituality is to be absolutely unequivocally sure that all of my material needs are met now and forever. So essentially, I'm asking for a future guarantee from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber calls that collateral. But how can you ask for collateral from someone to whom you already owe so much? Such an incredible idea. And of course, just to remind us, what's the punchline? Well, actually, let's see. There was once a pious person who said to individuals, "Bnei Adam, haytochin shiit ba eschem abari b'chavos macharas biyomaze, v'chim masha atem chayovim achara b'shanu v'shanim." He says, "Listen to this. Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever demand of you today to fulfill the obligations of tomorrow?" Right? Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever say, "You know what? I make it incumbent upon you to fulfill the mitzvos that are going to be upon you in tomorrow or in a year from now." Would HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever make us presently accountable for future obligations? Amru lo, hechi tochin she'enit bo'em b'chovos hayom she'en on a yodim im nichya ad she'nagya le'em yechayvenu b'hem. So the people responded, "Of course not. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold me accountable for the mitzvos of tomorrow when I don't even know if I'm going to live till tomorrow? Or the more so, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold me accountable for the mitzvos of next year when I don't know what the coming year is going to bring?" Aval anu chayovim avodi yidua bizman yidua, the kasher nagya lezman is chay b'avoda. So how do we operate Hashem? Hashem, right now, I'm here in this world now. What I owe you is what I can produce now. I can't owe you for some unknown future. I could only go ahead and produce results for the present that is in front of me. So the Chassid said exactly, Amar Lahem, V'chein Arav Lachem Habore Yisparach L'chol Zman Yadua Taref Yadua. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, this is what the Chassid is saying to the people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you Parnasa, and he's given you Parnasa for now. V'chasher Nenu Tovei Eschem Ba'avodah Kodem Ito, Kein Rai Shiyeh Bifneichem Boshes Timna Eschem L'Vakish Taref Shalo Higia Ito. And the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not demand of you present performance for your future obligations, we should not demand the same of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for more than what we need in the present, ultimately, once again, is collateralizing God. Is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for some type of mashkon, some type of collateral, which is problematic for all the reasons we said before. Umadua ani roa eschem mevakshim en tarfei shanim baos. The Chassid says to the people, so why do I see you asking God for sustenance for many years to come? You don't know how long you're going to live. Utevakshu lahaktim teref mishlo nivradai meisho banim. And you're asking sustenance for your future spouse, for your future children. And ultimately, again, you're not satisfied with what you have. This is really, it's such an incredible idea. See, what the Chassid was trying to say, and this is really difficult because in one respect, we try to plan for the future. And in certain respects, we're obligated to plan for the future. We really are. That's part of our avodah as responsible people. On the flip side, we can't let future material needs stand in the way of current or present spiritual progress. I can't put present spirituality on the back burner because of some perceived need to work on future materialism. That's what he's trying to highlight. And in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask me to perform today the mitzvot that I'm going to be obligated for in a year from now. Rather, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is take care of now. So to the way we have to act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to express our gratitude and to be confident in what we have now and confident that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for me now, He'll provide for me in the future as well. And the Chassid then goes on, the Chassid was giving some pretty serious mussar. So not only do we not hold ourselves accountable for the future, which is obvious, but we don't really even hold ourselves sufficiently accountable for the past, nor do we hold ourselves sufficiently accountable for the present. And this is really a profound idea. In the same way in which the Ribono Shel Olam does not hold us accountable for the future, but only asks us to maximize our present, so too when we ask for a parnasa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should focus on having what we need now, recognizing that we do not know what the future holds. But as long as I have what I need in this present time, that should enable me and give me the confidence to work on my current spirituality as well. We'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone. Looking forward to continuing tomorrow.